Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Construction robots. Construction robots are the next big thing. If we look at the Hility robots, they provide a semi-autonomous mobile drilling robot with anchoring holes. The robot is designed for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing applications and can handle overhead marking and drilling up to 16.5 feet high. It integrates with BIM designs and can identify and map and install profiles of corrugated sheet metal deck structures. The robot can automatically adapt planned drill holes to predefined installation zones, detecting obstacles and adjusting its work area and arm movements accordingly. It can drill and mark holes in a vertical concrete walls at heights between 1.2 and 4.8 meters. The robot can work up to 8 hours on a single charge and features an intuitive user interface for optimal placement and control. The use of the Hility Gibot improves accuracy and efficiency, reduces errors, and saves time and money, providing consistency to the drilling application. Okay, so that's the Hility. And let's see. One of the other robots that I want to talk about is IronBot. Now, IronBot is and TIBot are used together to build, to install and tie the rebarb that is being laid down on the freeways. And it can lift 5,000 pound bundles of rebar and place them in place. And likewise, it can tie 20, tie the wire to the rebar cross section matrix 24 hours a day. And so it saves time and effort in the form of labor. And I've seen some where they have more than one arm that is doing the tying. So in some of the older videos that are on YouTube, the tying is done by only one robot. Now, the next robot I think is kind of interesting is the Built Robot. And Built Robotics is using groundbreaking technology that transforms excavators into autonomous robots. So they took the technology of the self-driving car and they implemented it into a more predictable environment of construction for excavation. And they're having a lot of success. Built offers a range of functions and features. In this particular case, the robotic system, which is the exosystem. The exosystem offers a range of functions and features that enhance productivity, safety, and flexibility for contractors. The exosystem enables contractors to add autonomous capabilities to their excavators, increasing productivity and reducing cost. It is capable of trenching depths below 60 inches with the approximate support system. The exosystem boosts an 8-layer safety system, including geofencing, proximity radar, 360-degree cameras, GPS, advanced computer vision technologies to ensure safety during operations. It can be installed within hours on various machines from major manufacturers while still allowing manual control. The exosystem offers flexibility for contractors by providing a monthly rental fee and hourly wage model, making it accessible even for small or medium-sized contractors. So they give some pricing ranges. It's approximately about $3,000 a month to use. Initial focus on trenching, digging. Exosystems can be used for various tasks. They can be applied to bulldozers, excavators, and I believe bobcats that I saw. Now, one of the other robots that I found was interesting was Canvas. And the way Canvas worked is it has a sanding and a cleaning system and a painting system. And it uses LiDAR scanning to figure the dimensions of the room, and it can prepare the surface for painting, and then it can apply the paint in a very precise manner with a robotic arm that extends upward for high walls, and it's very accurate in the rooming. It does require a human operator to be there to assist and control it. But I imagine as the AI systems and reinforcement become smarter, that more trust will be given to let the robot, let's say you have a big warehouse wall that you want to paint, and it would take maybe 100 hours to paint it all manually. You might want to have an autonomous robot that could run 100 hours, where you have the employee feeding the robot the paint, or it could go back to a docking station, recharge, refill its paint tank, and then depart and continue its work. That would be the optimum situation. And I can see that now with reinforcement learning and conditional learning, that the ability to transfer the knowledge and skills of how to do a particular repetitive task to a robot is going to be a part of robotic science and computer science as those task behaviors are transferred to the machine, and the machine learns how to do particular tasks in a very accurate and precise way.